Lie, 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 lie.
Hello, friends. The groups on duty today are Hadera 1 and Carmiel. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. A question for thinking. How does every friend take care of the friend's spirit of life during the lesson? Again, how can every friend take care of the spirit of life during the lesson right now?
Does each friend care for the spirit of life right now in the morning lesson? We can always do it through example. Simply be in the lesson, devote yourself to the lesson, devote yourself to the friends, be attentive to the questions, be attentive to Rav. See the friends, well, anything possible inside, try to have a prayer.
We'll read an excerpt before the workshop from the article One Shall Help His Friend, then we'll hear the workshop question again. So, from Rabash, we must understand how one can help his friend. Is this matter specifically when there are rich and poor, wise and fools, weak and strong? But when all are rich, smart, or strong, etc., how can one help another? We see that there is one thing that is common to all. The mood. It is said, a concern in one's heart, let him speak of it with others.
So, great friends, how can each friend care for a spirit of life right now in the morning lesson?
As Gershon said before we read the excerpt, an example really, the example is creating the environment and a spirit of livelihood is a spirit of bestowal, the more we can act out the corrected state towards our friends, the more we can help each and every friend wake up.
Yes.
And go forward.
And this is the essence of our work during the morning lesson. We help each other to be more connected to the source of life, which is the lesson itself, focusing, giving an example, an importance, a prayer, that we will all truly be in one heart and we will hear the lesson together and be incorporated in it.
We are now remembering our preparation and our covenant that we help each other through the concealment in all the states. Always see that the main work is whether the Creator enjoys and not us. And in this greatness that we all want to be above reason, we'll be alert and ready and devoted the whole lesson. Because that's what we were committed to, taking care of the friends.
This concern should come out of love, that each and every friend and all of them together should feel that any act of connection that we perform, it comes out of love. This is why the awakening each time towards a good mood would be easier.
We are connected to each other, it says, and no one can help himself or take himself out of the prison of self-love. We rather have to pray for each other so that the lesson will not kind of bypass us or go above us or, and that's it.
It's when we care for each other, like the question that the friends asked. In the end, it's about giving a spirit of life. It's my concern for the friend who always sees what is lacking and how can I add to him.
I don't really have what to add. Let's try to show alertness to each other during the lesson. Awaken those who are a little bit sleepy. Be attentive together.
Well, in truth, just engaging with this question already gives me a spirit of life for us to be in the scrutiny of this question of how to give the friends a spirit of life. That already will do the work.
We'll read another excerpt from the same article, They Helped Everyone His Friend. Because with regards to feeling high-spirited, neither wealth nor erudition can be of assistance. Rather, it is one person who can help another by seeing that one's friend is low. It is written, one does not deliver oneself from imprisonment. Rather, it is one's friend who can lift his spirit. This means that one's friend raises him from his state into a state of liveliness.
Hello, friends. Let's answer together as one plea into the prayer. We pray, we thank you, Creator, for gathering us at this time, giving us another opportunity to connect between us, to build a vessel where you can be revealed through mutual bestowal between us and to you. We, who stand before you now, ask from the depths of our common heart that you will help us to rise above our self-love and give us the force of annulment in the war of the inclination. Give the friends the power of bestowal and the ability to overcome all situations in order to reach equivalence of form with you. Place in our hearts a common and genuine desire to unite between us with complete love unconditionally, so that we may study your Holy Torah and pass it to all peoples, and make us happy by delighting you. Amen. L'chaim.